I could help Mackenzie out when she told me just a little bit of this, but now there's animals that have deceased. 833-563-2539. Mackenzie, what's going on?
Yeah, we want to know if you've ever been pet sitting and something went awry, give us a call, or you can help out with this problem. Yeah, so my friend is pet sitting, and I was asking how it's going. So there's a dog and two fish. And so the status on Saturday was that one of the fish had died. And I was like, all right, well, fish, yeah, I don't know. I think they're kind of lousy pets. Sorry if you love fish, but you can't really pet them or love on them, and they die a lot. So then the update yesterday, the second fish deceased.
Wait, he's killed two out of the three pets?
Yes.
This is terrible pet sitting.
It got stuck in one of the things in the fishbowl. Or, like, I don't know what happened to it. And so he's like, what do I do? And I was like, well, don't leave it floating upside down for them to find. Like, clearly scoop it up and, you know, have a little ceremony.
Or just position it where it looks like it's hanging out inside of its little, like, secret area.
Weekend at Bernie's it?
Yeah, like the fish is just chilling.
Oh, it's fine. And then you get out of there. Blah, blah, blah. And they think it died on their time.
Like, yeah, Henry hasn't moved in a week.
So now, I said, now the dog is left. Which obviously a dog is way, no offense to fish, but more important. But the dog is having stomach issues. It's having stomach issues and it's going potty all over the place and he thinks it's sick.
Oh my God. What if the dog dies? This is terrible.
And the friends are out of town for a few weeks.
Weeks?
Yeah, because they're like out of the country. So it was funny because we were talking and I was like, should you switch out the fish like a lot of parents do when pets pass away and do the fake fish? Or he was like, no, I think I'll just own up to like both the fish died.
No.
I said they were like the notebook fish. Like one passed away and the other one's like, I'm a bird. If you're a bird, I'm a bird. And just went as well.
833-563-2539. What happened? There's two questions here. What happened when you were house sitting, like, or I guess I should say pet sitting? What went wrong? But also, what do you do in the situation where two out of the three animals you're watching have now become deceased? I swear to God, I'm worried about this dog. If I was him, I would take it to like a doggy daycare for the remainder because I feel like he's got some kind of bad juju or something.
And
he
was doing the butt scratch thing, like when doggies
dragging
like,
its butt,
yeah, on the ground. So I'm like, oh my goodness, you have to like take care of this dog. I feel like there's so much pressure that comes with pet sitting because it's someone else's pet. Like even more, like I had to watch Porkchop's bird one time at PetSat, his bird, and I was scared to death it was gonna croak, and I was like, oh, I'd be like the worst person ever.
You should just do what I do and like get cats because I just leave them at home for a week and they don't need to be pet sat.
Ugh. No, thanks.
I mean, I have like one person go over and give them food, but they're usually good.
I pet sat a huge dog that was huge, like as weighed as much as I do, and it was blind, and then it couldn't control its bowels.
By the way, what's with you and blind animals?
I don't know. It was the worst experience of my life. And a cat, and I'm allergic to cats. And I was a teenager and desperately needed money, and that's why I did this, but I would never do it again.
How many times have we said that in our lives?
I'll never do that again.
I was desperate.
It was a bad experience.
833-563-2539. Let's go to Emily this morning. Hey, thank you for calling in, Emily. What's the situation? Is something happened to your pet, or was it like when you were pet sitting? What went wrong?
I was pet sitting my boyfriend's parents' dog, and he was blind, and they have an in-ground pool.
Oh, no.
I went up front and I was like, I told my daughter, I'm like, go check on the dog. I forgot I left the dog by the pool.
Oh no.
She goes back there and the dog is floating.
Oh no.
Dead in the pool.
No! Emily!
Oh my gosh!
And it was like a long time pet, family pet.
How did you break it to them?
I called his dad and I was like, oh my God, the dog's old. He was like, it was going to happen eventually. The dog was going to die eventually and soon. So it's okay. I'm like, it's not okay. And I'm trying to like Google how to do CPR on a dog.
Mouth to snout. No. Mouth to snout.
I couldn't do it.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Emily, I want to be mad at you, but
bless your heart.
That poor dog.
I feel bad for the dog and for you because that would happen to me.
Okay.
His stepmom hasn't forgave me since.
I can understand. Emily.
Emily's
the dog
talk
drowned
about it with me.
I wouldn't either. Mackenzie, I'm not saying Emily's a cold-blooded killer, but the dog drowned in a pool. You had one job. I feel like your buddy that's watching the dog will somehow have the dog drown in the fish tank.
No!
That's really fishy if something happens. Thank you, Emily. Let's wrap it up with Katie this morning. Katie, oh my gosh, I'm not trying to have you top a blind dog drowning in a pool, but what happened?
So when I was in middle school, I used to pet sit for like all of the pets in the neighborhood, and I was watching my neighbor's cat, and it ran away for like 10 days. They were gone for like 3 weeks, and I like had flyers up. I wasn't sure if I should call them, and I just kept like waiting and hoping that this cat would come home.
But it came home before they got back?
It did.
You are so lucky!
No, she said it didn't.
She said it did.
It did. It eventually came home. Oh. I was supposed to like go over and let the cat like in and out during the day, feed it, and it would usually come back every evening.
And then
for like a straight week and a half.
Did you ever think about getting a replacement cat?
Meet the Parents. It would have been like a situation like that, like painting its tail.
Painting its tail.
Like kind of grungy looking. It was really old.
Oh gosh.
Cat was like 21, and I was for sure was like, it's gone.
Take us through that moment when it returned, where you're just like, hallelujah.
I mean, I was crying. Like, I was not sure because I watched everyone's pets in the neighborhood, and I'm like, this is the only way I make money. It's going to get out that I'm a cat, like.
No kidding. It's like Katie's
cat
business
killer.
Goes under. It's like, yeah, I have a 5% animal retention rate where if you let me watch your pet, it stays with me.
It's amazing when they go missing. A lot of pets, and me, I told you my little dog Belle was blind and deaf, and she went missing for an entire like 24 hours and made it back somehow. I don't know how, by the grace of God.
Katie, are you still there, Katie?
I'm here.
Just people wondering. You're obviously not the greatest at pet sitting. What about babysitting? How are kids doing with you?
I'm a NICU nurse, so hopefully they do okay.
Aww. Oh, my gosh. Hey, Katie, thank you for calling in this morning at 833-563-2539. If you have any other advice for Mackenzie's friend who watching three animals, two fish and a dog, and the two fish are already dead.
One of the three.
Got one left. You can hit us up. Radio Now AM Show on Twitter and Instagram.